recuse, he could not legally investigate himself or the Trump campaign. If Jeff had not recused, he would have broken the law, and the Democrats would have damaged President Trump badly. Jeff Sessions is a uniquely strong man with the integrity to do the right thing even when it's hard. This is Ed Meese, Ronald Reagan's Attorney General, urging you to keep supporting President Trump and to vote for Jeff Sessions for U.S. Senate.
I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the United States Senate. I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Have you ever heard the expression that if your feet hurt, you hurt all over? Anyone who has ever had foot pain knows that is a true statement. No matter what your age, you are likely to experience a foot problem at some time in your life. Would you see a dermatologist for your knee or a cardiologist for your fungal nails? The answer is no. The key to good medical treatment is to see the right specialist for your problem. As a podiatrist, I am trained to deal with any and all problems of the foot. I'm Dr. Brian Killey. Let me be the specialist for your feet. I treat all ages and problems. Bunions, hammer toes, ingrown nails, even corns. If it's in the foot, I treat it. You don't need a referral to see me, and I accept most insurance plans. If your feet are sore, walk through my door. Located near Baptist East, call 265-7585. That's 265-7585 for an appointment today. And remember, happy feet start here. Follow us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Today is Take Your Dog to Work Day. Quiet boy, a day set aside to shush. As I was saying, down boy, don't bite the microphone. Put down the mic. Bad dog, bad dog.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. We're learning an American is among the three victims killed in what's being called a terror attack in England.
A man with a knife went on a rampage in a park on Saturday evening, stabbing people at random as they sat in the sunshine. It happened in the town of Reading near London. A 25-year-old is in custody, understood to be a Libyan man who'd been on the radar of security services. Police say they're not looking for anyone else, and they are treating the attack as terrorism.
Fox's Simon Owen. And a probe underway after a noose is found at Talladega Super Speedway.
Discovered inside the garage stall of Bubba Wallace, the only black full-time driver in NASCAR's Top Cup Series. NASCAR said in a statement, "We have launched an immediate investigation and will do everything we can to identify the person or persons responsible and eliminate them from the sport." Bubba Wallace called this, quote, "a despicable act of racism and hatred."
Fox's Sharon Max. America's listening to Fox News.
Six on News Talk 93.1 FM. You know what's interesting about this sudden resurgence of coronavirus cases, which really could have been expected as society reopened.
Right.
And the question is, you want to go through that again, or do you want to just take precautions and let's keep things moving?
We can't close the country down again.
No, that I don't think people would stand for that for one second.
Businesses that are just barely going to make it this time.
Yeah.
It'll be over and done.
Yep. But what's interesting to me is that we were told, I remember this, when I came back from Florida and it was just starting to become a thing back in March, mm-hmm. that coronavirus doesn't survive in the heat. Well, apparently it does.
Yeah.
Or there's something else going on. I don't know. I'll let Terry Adams help me figure that one out. Well, you do know this. It's real hot.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
And very humid. We have 89% relative humidity right now with that dew point of 72. Hot and humid today with a high in the lower 90s, scattered to numerous showers and storms, and ample supply this afternoon and this evening. A couple of those storms could be on the strong side. We're in a marginal severe weather risk from the Storm Prediction Center. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow and Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms will be numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. Some locally tropical downpours. Upper 80s tomorrow, mid-80s Wednesday. The showers will start to thin out in number on Friday, but not go away. Right now this morning, with that incredible humidity, a little southerly breeze and 75 degrees now at 7:08.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You know what today is, everybody?
No, I don't.
Why don't you kiss me and find out?
It's National Kissing Day.
What is this kissing?
Why, kissing is like rubbing noses.
My nose is too big.
Your nose is too big.
Yeah.
You're being too literal.
Kissing is fun and easy.
Kissing is gross.
Why don't you kiss my...
Hey!
Happy National Kissing Day.
Pucker up, baby.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What'd you say? Shut up.
With all the wanton tearing down of statues, because there are people that can't walk past a statue without getting upset, which means they have much bigger mental problems than they realize. The story about the Don Knotts statue being taken down.
And where is it again?
Well, I believe he is buried in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Uh-huh.
And... But Mount Airy, which inspired the show where Thelma Lou lives and all that, they wanted to have it there. And it became this big simus over where it was going to be. So the sculptor agreed to destroy it. So there is no... And that's dumb. Yeah. That strikes me as really dumb. Whatsoever. Although, would you be surprised if somebody pulled it down because of Barney Fife?
There could have been one in Morgantown, and there could have been another one in Mount Airy.
Why not? We should start a GoFundMe. We need to have this piece of our culture restored, baby. That's what I want. It is 7:09. Jay has got random facts ready in just a minute, and it will be a chance for you to win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with the pop quiz that follows. Man, we enjoyed some great food yesterday, man. Ground beef. $1.98 a pound.
It's amazing.
In the meantime, I picked up one of those 10-pound plastic torpedoes.
Hey, the
cut it up, froze some.
What about the steaks we ate this morning for breakfast?
Those are from the at $7.95 a pound. Yeah. That's a $30 steak at least in a restaurant.
Yeah.
And
boy, that was just so juicy.
They cut those and wrapped those for us at the store. Absolutely awesome. That's what we had for Father's Day dinner.
Oh, boy.
And it was quite good. At 7:10, one place I will be visiting this week is Brian Jewelry. Goose ordered a nice gold necklace with a small bar, but she couldn't figure out what she wanted inscribed on the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, decided she wanted a heart and the Pisces symbol, because she's a Pisces. So Lynn and the team are going to do that engraving for me this week, and I'll get up there and pick it up. It's always nice to visit, and it's the place to go when you have a birthday, an anniversary, or some other occasion coming up, and you're stuck on idea. That's what they've been doing for 7 decades, is helping people figure out what. But not just to throw money on something, but, I mean, if you want to get something great and under $50, here's your place. But if you want to have something created or go a little bit bigger, you can do that too. For men, women, couples, they even celebrate the greatest rivalry in sports with amazing pieces at Brian Jewelry. So whether you want it made from scratch or you want one of the, I mean, their selection is huge. You can find pretty much any gemstone, ring, bracelet, whatever you're looking for. They've got it in stock at Brian Jewelry, and they can help you get financed at 0% too for qualified customers at 1778 East Main in Prattville and at BrianJewelry.com. Kissmeinfindout.com. It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven, so let's get some local news, and then we'll be back with random facts, followed by the pop quiz question.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. An investigation is underway after NASCAR says a noose was found hanging in the garage stall of Bubba Wallace at the race in Talladega. Wallace is the only full-time black driver in NASCAR's Top Cup Series. 2 weeks ago, he successfully pushed for NASCAR to ban the Confederate flag at its tracks and properties. Over the past 2 weeks, Alabama had the second highest number of new coronavirus cases per capita in the nation. Overall, more than 29,000 people across Alabama have tested positive. Health officials say at least 829 people have died. And the mandatory face mask order is now in effect in Montgomery as a way to stop the spread of coronavirus. The order requires face coverings in groups of 10 or more that cannot maintain safe social distancing. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
Who likes paying membership fees to shop? Not me. That's why I shop U.S. Foods Market Store. You might remember them as Sunday Dinner Direct. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. They're easy to shop with because they're super friendly, conveniently located in the middle of town, and parking is a breeze. Best of all, when I shop at U.S. Foods Market Store, I save money for my family. That's important to me.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, located at 5455 Atlanta Highway. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is June 22nd, National Onion Rings Day. On the outside, crunchy, delicious breading. On the inside, an 8,000-degree strip of onion that will burn your tongue, your lips, and your chin all in one shot. Enjoy the pleasure and pain of Onion Rings Day.
And now, I don't know about you, but I'm ready for some
random facts.
Clever.
Onion.
Did you know cavemen didn't actually live in caves? But the only places where their culture survived over centuries were caves.
I have been misled my entire life.
Wow. Well, when you think about it, it makes sense. They were all very, it was a tribal thing, so they were very large groups. Caves were not big enough for the entire tribe. It was a very large group, so they wouldn't be living in caves. Caves would have provided maybe some temporary shelter.
From storms and stuff like that.
But they didn't live in them, but their work, like their drawings and things they left behind, would have survived over the years in the caves.
Well, so they'd be really upset to find out that we're calling them cavemen, you know?
Maybe.
Right?
I don't know.
Knuckle scrapers, another bigoted.
They got a good gig with Geico.
We don't want to be a cavemanist, though.
Did you know James Cagney in the 1932 film Taxi is famous not only for his dancing, but it is also the first film where he refused to be shot at with live ammo.
Oh.
Run this by me again.
Yeah,
that's right. See?
By the way, that's also the film where that line comes from.
Is that right?
Well, it's one of those misquotes. Like, everybody thinks what Casablanca is what...
Played against.
But he never actually says that.
No.
Same thing here. It was... what was the line?
I have it right here. He says...
Quiet.
What line is it? Something about you dirty rat or whatever. But he never said that.
You dirty rat?
Yeah, he actually never said that. He said it in some other way that was never... That was not actually the quote. Anyway, apparently in films... Back in, this is 1932, prior to that, I guess, the actors would be shot at with live ammo. They would not be shot directly at them with live ammo.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But the squibs and things that would go off were actually being fired by marksmen.
No.
Huh.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because at the time, because the way it would have had to have been rigged was the squib would have had to have been... pre-installed in the area where they wanted it to break away, and then it would have had to have plastered over it and painted over it again to make it look like it's not there. Then they would have to have sound effects with it and all this other stuff. And it was just apparently cheaper and quicker to use actual live ammo with marksmen and sharpshooters.
Hadn't they invented the blank yet?
The
blanks. When did we start shooting blanks?
There was a thing about blanks. I read through this last night, actually. In the film Public Enemy, which was his breakout film the previous year, a sharpshooter put a line of bullets into a brick wall next to his head.
Jeez.
I shot a commercial where I played Sam Spade sitting at the desk, and I look up. You don't see the guy, but I see him, and he says, "Oh, it's you." And then he starts shooting at me. Well, I dive away from the desk, but they use these little tiny explosives to emulate the guns, gunshots.
Squibs.
Yeah, I was trying to read about why they weren't using blanks, and I can't find it here. But there was a reason that blanks weren't being used. The reason they weren't using blanks is because it wouldn't make the it wouldn't. So the guy that shot the wall in Public Enemy, with blanks, they would have had to set up squibs and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And so they were using live ammo for that.
Oh.
So that it would actually make the marks.
Right.
Did you know Germany?
What's wrong with the random facts we got?
Well, they have a dementia project over there. Yeah. They have installed fake bus stops.
Where is this again?
In Germany. They will install fake bus stops designed to keep Alzheimer's patients from wandering off.
Oh.
So they'll wander off to the bus stop, they'll sit there, and you just go check the fake bus stops to see if they're sitting there waiting for the bus. It's kind of a speed
decoy.
Bump. Yeah.
Yeah.
Slows them down a little bit. Did you know that Alfred Hitchcock was so afraid of Psycho being spoiled ahead of time that he bought up as many copies of the original novel as he could? I didn't know it was based on a novel. He also insisted that movie theaters, for the very first time, schedule screening times, sell tickets for those screenings, and not let anyone in after the film started. I guess at that time you could just walk into a movie after it had played and just catch it.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
You just sit there all day and watch it and catch the next showing or something? Or
you know what I remember?
We've done that as a kid.
Remember... when The Exorcist came out and every theater was sold out, and there'd be a long line of people waiting to come in after our theater was emptying out.
Right.
And they'd all, how was it? Was it? Oh, God, get ready. You know, you're going to see an entire theater levitate.
Right.
did you know the number of nuclear weapons in the world is actually down? From 70,000 in 1986 to around 14,000 today.
That is such a relief that there's only 14,000 nukes laying around.
Yeah, it's amazing we had 70,000 in 1986.
Still enough to kill us all for, you know, several times over, but...
Yeah, but not as many times as before. That's all I
can. You're an optimist.
Really, when it comes to nuclear weapons, you only really need
right
about so many to wipe everybody out. What are you doing? Okay, coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about the Dutch. The Dutch Army helicopters a man by the name of Richard Phillips, who has a horrible record on his, I don't want to say resume, but whatever, on his life. Ed O'Neill of Married with Children fame.
Okay.
The asteroid belt in space. A little space fact for you. And we'll talk about sumo wrestlers.
I've heard about the asteroid belt. My understanding is that it's getting wider.
And Leon's getting larger.
Yep. If you didn't, I was gonna.
Is anybody... That's your first one of the morning. You're supposed to drink.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, orange juice, coffee, take a sip.
Take a swig.
I have... hey, have you been able to look at the futures yet?
I have. They were up, and this was about an hour ago. They were up 100 and some odd points.
Good.
They are now up 200 some odd points.
Good. I'm really interested to see how the market reacts to, you know, weekend events and stuff. And that's a very, very good sign. I'll explain that later. In the meantime, folks, we are still in basically this pandemic mode with all this uncertainty. And the people that get through these kinds of events better are those who have fallback options that they sat down with a guy like Brent McDonald, put together, realized, hey, I don't have to turn my life inside out or deprive myself, but if I manage my money a little bit smarter, I can set aside for this rainy day. And that's what it's been for a lot of folks. All of a sudden, that everything is fine, nothing, what could go wrong? Then it goes wrong, like it has. And you're saying, I wish... Don't be in that position. I wish I had done a little bit more to prepare. Get with Brandt, meet an incredible team of people, and start building a future so you have that fallback option, that nest egg when you need it. 387-0094. He'll join us this afternoon at 5:10 to update us on the day's market news. 7:23.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have no accidents into us to pass along to you at this time, but we do have some congested spots. Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway to I-85. Atlanta Highway inbound to downtown. Troy Highway inbound to the East South Boulevard. Highway 31 is busy. The Wetumpka Highway spilling a lot of cars onto Congressman Dickinson and the Northeast Boulevard all the way down to Ware's Ferry. I-65 and 85, light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Support your local food bank with a donation today at hashtag TogetherAlabama. Now more than ever, people are relying on the help from others. I'm Stuart Vance, reminding everyone we're in this together, Alabama.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
sunburned when it's all through. A fortune just to cool my house I'm spending, but still I hope the season's never ending. 'Cause summer is so nice.
And now,
wouldn't it be nice to play and win the pop quiz after random facts?
Hey, tight.
Got it in there. Did you know? In the 1640s, the Dutch inhabitants of New Amsterdam built a 12-foot wall. In 1664, the British ignored the wall, and they took New Amsterdam by sea.
Oh, that's New York City.
It is now called New York, yes. They took down the wall, and there they built a street, which is now called
Wall Street. Yep.
Yes.
Now, I did don't know that.
Yeah. Yep.
By the way, if this insanity with renaming everything, we got a great example in the Morning Maroon later on, continues. There's 42 streets in Manhattan that have connections to people who either owned or had something to do with slavery.
Yeah.
42 streets. Yep. What are they going to do? Rename everything?
By the way, we work on Wall Street. We work on Wall Street too.
It's a different Wall Street.
Yeah.
As you can plainly hear by
this is the thriving this is the hot button of commerce in the River Region right here at 4101A Wall Street.
Right. Back to you, Jay.
You've seen how busy that parking lot is. Here lately, it's been interesting to see how busy that parking lot is. Did you know that all U.S. Army helicopters are named after indigenous North American tribes?
The Apache.
The, what is it? Chinook?
Chinook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Schmo. That's not it.
I was going to say, I don't know.
I know a lot of these. I watch the aviation docs on Smithsonian. They're great. The history behind these planes.
I love it. The
Apache.
That 747 story is pretty cool.
Yeah, ain't it? Yep. That is an amazing story.
I was hoping that somebody had a list here of the names, but I can easily just click on this link and tell you some of them, I'm sure, as I wait for it to open.
Huron.
Well, it tells you the history as to why they are named that way.
Uh-huh.
The Lakota.
I didn't know we had a Lakota.
I didn't either.
Yep. Anyway, don't have a list here.
Blackhawk.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Did you know Richard Phillips unfortunately carries with him the record holder of the longest verified sentence to have been served in error in America?
Oh, man.
45 years behind bars for a crime he never committed.
Wow. I wonder how they came to find the truth in that one.
Yeah.
A lot of it, sometimes it's DNA now, you know, that saves you.
Yes.
Get you out.
First comment says, serving 45 years for a crime I didn't commit, I'd be ready to murder someone.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Did you know Ed O'Neill of Married with Children fame is a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu under, apparently, the famous Gracie family? Not familiar with them. Apparently, they're famous.
I dated a Melissa Gracie, whose father was the...
What? Yeah. Well, what movie did you go with Melissa?
We passed the movie phase and went straight to New York City. Her father was the chief of the whole Florida Highway Patrol.
Is that right?
Rather well connected. Yeah, so you can bet I had my butt background checked before we went anywhere.
Wow. He has been training since he was around 42 years old. He is now 74 years old.
Bundy is?
Yeah. Ed O'Neill.
I thought he was like Rich's age. I'm sorry. Feeling young, you know, vibrant, healthy. Unlike this old bag of bones.
Yeah, he turned 74. There's that Wall Street again. He turned 74 in April, by the way. did you know the asteroid belt is nowhere near as crowded as portrayed in movies and on TV and probably in some of the books that I've looked at as well.
Yeah.
There are millions of kilometers between each object.
Right.
And astronauts, if they would ever go through the asteroid belt, would probably not even realize that they were flying through it.
Right. It's space.
See, I was misled by the documentary called Airplane 2, the sequel, because that shuttle they're on, it's getting bumped right and left by giant roids.
Yep.
Well,
giant roids.
That's a funny line from the first Vacation, too.
Right.
The kids, it's the baloney scene. Where the older kid has the nudie magazines, and something comes up about asteroids, and the one kid says to the other, no, but my dad has them, and he's got to put cream on them every day or something like that.
Asteroids, yeah, right.
Holy cow, that took a little bit longer to get to the point than I wanted, and I apologize to everybody.
Live from Wall Street.
That's right.
We got one more.
You can wait for it.
Well, did you know that despite a diet of up to 7,000 calories per day and weighing up to 400 pounds, sumo wrestlers typically do not suffer from symptoms of obesity due to their intense workout regimes?
7,000 what?
7,000 calories.
At their weight, an intense workout would be like getting out of bed.
Yeah. Well, upon retirement, however, they must seriously cut back on the calories or they will become a risk for cardiovascular disease.
I bet.
So, those are all of your random facts.
Okay, Rich and Jay are going to caucus on a nice pop quiz question for you. While they're working on that, let's take a tour. Boy, they have some nice office furniture, too, at Kaiser. I just realized that. Not just for your home, but, I mean, some really state-of-the-art contemporary stuff. There's that thing I want. Maybe for my birthday. That recliner there, it's one piece, it's not retractable, but I love the look. It looks like a giant Nike swoosh. But
Siri, Greg wants this for his birthday, remind us.
Well, no, there's no need for that. That looks like the recliner that we got. They've got some great living room suites with the recliner just gets more sophisticated, more technological with the passing of time, push button. Comfort, chairs that remember your favorite position, that kind of thing. And they carry all the great brands like Norwalk and Progressive Furniture, Serta, and more. At Kaiser, this is a place where you're going to save serious money. It's a 65,000 square foot warehouse. They got everything in there. There's no such thing as this style or that style. Whatever your style is, you'll find it. And if you can't, it probably hasn't been made. Plus, they can set you up with a 0% Synchrony bank account at Kaiser Fine Furniture as well. So stop by and see Stella. It's a great team over there. Open Monday through Saturday. Check them out online at shopkaiser.com. Buy Wiser, Shop Kaiser. Kaiser Fine Furniture. It's 7:35. Time for that $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about a James Cagney film from 1932. It's famous not only for his dancing that was in it, but also it was the first film where he refused to be shot at with live ammo.
Yeah, see?
What is the name of that film?
Dirty Rat.
272-9228. 272-9228. Give us the correct answer. And if you're the first person to do it, $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet. And if you're not, you still qualify for end of the week grand prize draw.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic with another look at the highways for you. We got some congested spots this morning. Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry. Also, the Northeast Boulevard right around Wares Ferry Road. A lot of cars inbound to downtown on the Atlanta Highway. The Troy Highway busy into Montgomery at the East-South Boulevard intersection as well. East-South Boulevard busy around Baptist and Alpha. I-65 and 85 light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No accidents end us to pass along to you at this time. New Toyotas are arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota. Now's the time to get your new Toyota for vacation. Visit their showroom or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
More teens on the road, more road congestion, more work zones, and hotter pavement are just a few things you could face on the road this summer. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe and enjoy your summer.
Okay, we start with Don on the pop quiz question.
Hey, Don.
How y'all doing? How you doing this morning?
Doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. What was the...
Taxi was the name of that.
That is the name of the film. That's it.
Public Enemy was the one before it, so...
Yeah, the that Taxi was the film where he called somebody a dirty yellow-bellied rat, but got misquoted for the rest of his life.
Yeah. You dirty rat.
Yeah.
Well, way to go. $10 of shopping and food outlet.
Congratulations, man.
Hey, do y'all know if they still got any of that hamburger meat left?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the ground beef is $1.98 a pound.
And the new specials come out on Wednesday, is that right?
Yeah, okay. but the ground beef, absolutely. Check that out.
Okay. And probably still have some of those tenderloins too, right?
Because when there was, I can't say for certain. You'd have to call ahead and ask.
Okay. Is that only at the Montgomery location, or is it a...
That's the Coliseum Boulevard. I can't speak to the others, but they can tell you. They could probably tell you. But man,
well, their meat tastes pretty good. Yep. So.
It's all USDA grade.
Real good. Yes.
All right, hang on. We are at 7:38.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
I was just finally remembering early last week when we had that beautiful air. When you opened the door, it was just so nice. Well, it's not like that anymore. It's very humid out there this morning. We have a dew point of 72 and 89% humidity. Hot and humid today with a high temperature in the lower 90s, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms. Yeah, the radar will look very colorful this afternoon. Make sure you have our weather app because a couple of the storms could reach severe limits. It's possible there's going to be a warning or two. We're in a marginal severe weather risk from the Storm Prediction Center. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow and Wednesday, showers and storms are likely, particularly numerous in the afternoon and evening. Locally, tropical downpours. Upper 80s tomorrow, mid-80s Wednesday, and the storms thin out by Friday. Right now this morning, we have 75 degrees with all that lovely humidity at 740.
Okay, coming up next, we'll have Animal Stories. And next hour, I think we'll debut the Dennis DeYoung song. Also, today is the anniversary, as you mentioned in the timeline, brought to you by Dan Black Studios.
Right.
It was on this date, 50 years ago, Nixon signed the order to lower the voting age to 18. So the topic is age limits. So we could do that this morning as well.
You remember when you could drink at 18, and then, boy, they got rid of that pretty quick, huh?
I was actually part of that drive in Illinois. And here's the weirdest thing. I actually had an effect on the legislation. We did a petition with our listeners. This is at ABC-FM, because it was up before the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
The senator that sponsored the bill, because we had a huge, we think it should be lowered, the drinking age should be lowered. So I got sent to Springfield to testify in the chamber. This is, I'm like 20 years old, okay? And so I said, gentlemen, my honest opinion is that because there are still many, so many kids still in high school at 18, that 19 would be a more practical age. And they changed it and passed it.
Is that right?
Yeah. I still have, I'm on the front page of the Chicago Tribune. I was quite the activist then.
However, they used to say if you could be drafted at age 18, you should be able to drink at age 18.
I have no problem with that if you're in the military.
But the number of car accidents and deaths... when 18-year-olds were allowed to drink.
Oh, I read what I read. It was a random fact I was going to have, but I didn't actually use it. But it was, I think it was in the Reagan era, where states were given the option to raise the drinking age to 21.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was drinking.
Right.
You guys can do this if you want to. However, if you don't, you're not going to get money for your highways. Yeah.
They still play that.
They play that card all the time.
So those drinking ages came back up very quickly.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Same with the marijuana laws too. They've used that card
Yep.
I think in our lifetimes, probably yours more than mine, we will see pot go legal in all 50 states. Why? Because of money.
Number 50 will be Alabama.
I'm telling you, man, it's a gold mine. Alabama, if you don't want to do the lottery.
Let's pass more taxes. Let's.
Don't want to do the lottery here, do marijuana. You'll be raking it in with the beaches and all the surrounding states. Oh,
people will come from Georgia to Alabama.
You realize if Georgia does it before Alabama, they'll have the lottery and they'll have the pot and they will have so much
money. And I'll be
doing
this show from my cottage in Warm Springs.
Yeah, right.
I'll come by and visit you guys every so often.
WARM.
It's 7:42.
More like High Springs.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Over the past 2 weeks, Alabama had the second highest number of new coronavirus cases per capita in the nation. Overall, more than 29,000 people across the state have tested positive. Health officials say at least 829 people have died. The mandatory face mask order is now in effect in Montgomery as a way to stop the spread of coronavirus. This order requires face coverings in groups of 10 or more that cannot maintain safe social distancing. And an investigation is underway after NASCAR says a noose was found hanging in the garage stall of Bubba Wallace at the race in Talladega. Wallace is the only full-time black driver in NASCAR's Top Cup Series. 2 weeks ago, he successfully pushed for NASCAR to ban the Confederate flag at its tracks and properties. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
In the midst of hardship and financial insecurity, Guardian is still here to serve you, ready to help you meet your financial needs through loans, consolidated saving, digital banking options, and more. Guardian, still here to serve you. Call us at 334-244-9999 or visit myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's Billy with AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Time to get back on the road. And if you need tires, brakes, alignments, scheduled maintenance services, or just that pesky check engine light fixed, we do it all from oil changes to engines and transmissions at the best prices in the River Region. We have great people dedicated to repairing your vehicle right the first time. And tires, we have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
In a bind? Don't waste time. Visit Check Into Cash. Check Into Cash offers fast cash at over 700 stores and online. Can't wait till your next paycheck? Try a payday loan. Want more money? Ask about installment loans. Even turn your car into cash with a title loan. Every state is different, so check into cash today. Find a store near you at checkintocash.com/trust or text TRUST to 55670 for a special offer.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Here at Hometown Lenders, our motto is family helping families. It's the Hometown Lenders way.
We've been helping people all over the tri-state realize their dream of owning a new home. Interest rates are at their lowest, and the time to purchase or refinance is now.
We're closing loans in record time, usually 14 days or less, and our staff is ready and waiting to help get you into the home of your dreams.
Call us today at 334-794-2661 or visit our website at MortgageManTim.com.
Hometown Lenders, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 65084.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba. At 7:46 on News Talk 93.1 FM, it's time for Animal Stories. True Tales from the Wild Kingdom. Hey, Chase, you forgot your cue there. Thank you. Wolfman, bring us to the...
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we start with the story of the... Well, I've got a sound effect I can use to introduce one. The pizza...
What did the squirrel do?
Well, there's nothing like a squirrel in New Jersey to bring the internet together. The animal achieved Twitter fame after somebody caught it on camera scurrying up a telephone pole with a half-eaten slice of pizza almost as large as the squirrel itself.
I can see that happening.
The Twitter twerp, Polygod Bands, captioned his video with absolutely unbelievable moment in Hoboken. Boy, it must be a slow day in Hoboken when this is the big news. A real-life pizza squirrel, no relation to pizza rat, even though they're both rodents technically. Life truly is starting to return. The footage was posted Thursday and has been viewed over 29,000 times. People are writing jokes as nature is healing and nature is returning on the post. It's getting better in Jersey. There was a time when the only thing that got stolen there were Camaros. Police in Missouri came to the assistance of a driver who pulled over at the side of an interstate, probably I-44, I'm thinking, and fled her vehicle when she discovered a snake slithering around her floorboards. Oh, my goodness. The Eureka Police Department said officers responded to a woman who called hysterically asking for help when she found a snake inside the car. I was right, on Interstate 44. Cops arrived. They were unable to reach the snake, so the car was towed to a safer location while officers waited for the serpent to come out of hiding. The Eureka Department said the snake made the right decision and fled the vehicle shortly after it was towed, and the woman returned to the road before noon. Can snakes actually get into cars?
I guess, how would they do that? Through the floorboard or through the air conditioning? Well, I don't know.
The undercarriage of your car, at least where the engine is, completely exposed. They can just slither up in there. Now, from where they go, I don't know. But
that's how I ended up with the rat behind the radio.
Yeah.
Man, oh, God. When I think about it, we're driving all that time with this squeaky sound. I got to get this thing into the dealership because something is squeaking. I thought it was like, you know, one of those weird, untraceable car squeaks. No. And we didn't know what it was until the smell of death filled that
thing. Oh, God.
Lexus has a, at least this dealership did, they had a thing called an Iona.
Was it get rid of the smell or something?
Yeah. They use it on all cars they trade with the purpose of reselling to get any old aromas out.
Huh.
It's pretty effective.
Interesting.
Because I did get the car back, and there wasn't a trace of that smell, but that smell is unique.
Smell of death?
Yes. Yeah, I would
death,
say.
Death, so. Rotting rat?
If you've ever, back in the trunk days, forgotten milk that was in there for a few days during the summertime,
you want to know how hot the Florida sun is?
How hot is it?
Well, I used to do a lot of power walking. And one time I decided to power walk to one of those special meetings I attend.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way home, there was one of those farm stores where I get the eggnog.
Uh-huh.
And I needed milk, so I said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get a couple of half gallons, and I'll just use them as weights. Oh, you know,
are you going to tell me it went bad on the way home?
On the way home, not even an hour in the sun.
Yeah.
I pulled the cap off, wanted to take a big swig, and it was cottage cheese.
Ooh.
And it's just for like half hour, maybe 40 minutes in the sun. Yeah, it's pretty powerful stuff.
Nothing like milk that's gone bad.
Oh, we got to give all the people who tried to play and win our Random Facts Pop Quiz another opportunity to win a great prize. By playing
truth or baloney.
That's good because these conundrums were horrible.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's all about age limits. Age limits on a variety of things.
Okay. So
if you think you're well versed in that topic,
that would be fun.
Like maybe how old you have to be to run for president and stuff.
Right. I know that answer.
If you'd like to play, hey, we could do that now.
You want to?
We've got some time left in this hour.
Okay. 272-9228. 272-9228. You know, we talked about this the other day. I forgot the phone number the other day when I was trying to call here. And we do it all
the
time.
We never call it. We give it, but we don't call it.
Yeah, right.
So if you are interested, we have a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card we'd like to give away. Age limits. If you think you know your age limits, don't make me beg, okay? I know it's Monday. Nobody feels like doing nothing. It's hot and humid, but...
I'm begging you.
Let's have some participation. Plus...
Don't make him go one took over the line.
We can, by the way, play with more than one contestant, too, because we have the other game we can go to.
Right.
In fact, we could play this till 9 o'clock if we needed to today. Jay is getting somebody queued up. Jeez. It's our other listener. William Bay!
Are you entertaining yourselves again?
For the moment, yes. It's Monday.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right.
But... hey, you're eligible to win.
Yeah, sure.
There's no shame in winning a prize on this show.
No, that's what I say all the time, man. What you got?
Now, you may have some competition here. We have a second caller. Of course, you're the first one in, so you have the lead position. And we will say hello to Jody M. in just a minute, but here is your first statement. In the United States, you have to be at least 18 to legally buy tickets to an R-rated movie. In the U.S., you have to be 18 to buy tickets to an R-rated movie. Truth or baloney?
I think that's true.
Now, losing, guys. Sorry.
No, you can see R-rated movies when you're 17, and it's not even a law. The Motion Picture Association determines the ratings and theaters follow them voluntarily, but they're not legally required to. But you're still in the game because you were the first one in. So now we go to Jody.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
All right, here's your statement. You have to be at least 35 to be president of the United States. True?
That's true.
That is true.
That's
exactly true.
Or vice president, by the way, in case anybody
had. And who is the youngest president elected so far?
JFK.
Yep.
At 42?
I think it was either 42 or 44. Oh.
By the way, you can run for the president of France, Finland, Croatia, or Turkey at age 18.
Is that right?
It would be funny if somebody was dumb enough to do that.
And you be emperor of Egypt at...
Jody, you stay on the line, please.
Okay.
All right, so we go back to William B. You got to get this one right or the game is over. You can't rent a car in the United States until you're 25 years old. Truth or baloney?
Baloney.
Winning. Yeah, they charge extra if you're under 25, but they do rent cars to people younger than that. Most set the limit at 21. Some are as low as 18. So you're still in the game, and we go back to Jody. In Kenya... you can get your driver's license at age 11. Truth or baloney?
I don't know, Kenya.
By the way, JFK.
See what he did?
JFK
I
was 40.
I think that's baloney.
Winning. You are correct. You can't drive a car in Kenya until you're 18.
Yeah.
JFK was 44, by the way.
44? Yeah. Okay, hold on. Back to William B. No gymnast.
The pressure's on.
Yeah. No gymnast under the age of 15 is allowed to compete in the Olympics. Truth or baloney?
That's a tough one. Baloney.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm losing, guys. Sorry.
No, it used to be. Used to be 14. Not sorry you called. But, sadly... our winner is on the other line for getting 2 out of 3 correct. Thanks, William B., and congratulations to you, Jody.
Thank you, Greg.
You are now going to the Seafood Bistro armed with a $10 gift card.
I sure am.
Hang on. Jay will be right with you. She sounds bright and
cheerful.
Bubbly. It's nice.
Yeah.
William B., thank you for calling and playing.
I see you brought up one of the Spinal Tap songs. That's funny.
The
lyrics were hilarious.
They really were. I mean, and all the
parody of how stupid some of the rock and roll
was. Sex Farm. Big Bottom. Stonehenge. That was so funny. They misunderstood what they wanted for
the size of the Stonehenge.
They send this little thing with little
18 inches
dwarves dancing around. Oh my God,
it's hilarious.
It was a great film. Lewis Lawn is a great place to get a new mower, blower, pressure washer, whatever you need, with great product lines. It's also a great place to bring key lime pies to your friends, like I did last week. Saw Chad Sasser, because I am interested in getting one of those battery chargeable mowers.
Uh-huh.
The Ego, very easy to use. All of the Ego products are. They just sit on their charging station. When you're ready to use it, you take it, detach it, and hit the on button. Start right up. Lightweight, durable, and they have been very, very popular. Whatever kind of mower you need, from tractor size down to the individual push, whether it's Toro, Echo, Exmark, Shindawa, they carry all the great products, and everything you buy there can be serviced there at Lewis Lawn. 244-9191 is the number if you have questions ahead of your visit. They're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, right next to my friends at Walter Craig, Monty and the crew over there. And we always do better when we do business with local people who can support the product you purchase at Lewis Lawn. Kuta.
Yes, sir. JFK was the youngest to ever be elected president.
Right.
But he was not the youngest to serve as president.
Oh.
William McKinley was 42.
Interesting. I should have known that.
McKinley.
Somebody got knocked off.
Oh, that's right. Garfield, was it? It could have been Garfield.
No, I don't remember. It just stuck in my head that he was.
Hold it. I think I've got a correction, which I'll be happy to recorrect if I'm wrong. McKinley died, and Roosevelt became president at 42.
Okay.
That's true.
I know McKinley was in there somewhere.
That's true.
But that means he wasn't elected, though. The youngest elected president.
Not elected. Served, but not elected.
Right. Yeah.
That's a good point to make.
Yeah.
Just picking it in the there.
Hey, is everybody impressed that I figured that out?
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
I thank you for that.
You're not as dumb as I thought you were. Y'all have a good day.
Right.
Yes, sir.
I used to know all that president stuff.
They learned us that in school.
I knew every state capital, but now I have to think twice about some states. Oh, yeah.
Well, the way things are going, we won't have any presidents left.
In the 57.
At the rate these statues are being torn down.
Jeez.
It's just so insane. It's so crazy. And you know what? Here's the interesting thing. Nobody's stopping them. It doesn't matter what political party.
Right.
Is anybody... This is whether you like it or not.